male.
Tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming on, you better come strong.
Walk up to the road rage. You want in and get in right now. 654-7627 on the Vive broadband communication phone lines. Well, let's just talk about some of the upcoming games and move forward. We have other things we need to get to as well. But we have Arkansas-Baylor tonight. You know, again, I like this Arkansas team. But their best player is a freshman, and they're going up against an experienced, aggressive Baylor team that also is more skilled than Arkansas is. They just shoots it better. I mean, Baylor shot the three better than anybody in the country this year. For the longest time, they were up at over 44%. I think they wound up at 43%, but they shot the ball so exceedingly well, and they seem to have found their defensive mojo back. Now, you know, one thing I will say, Baylor has not exactly had a gauntlet thus far either, and they may not. You know, if you want a team that the tourney is sort of set up well for, I think it's set up well for Baylor. You know, they open with Hartford, which is an easy win. Then they had Wisconsin, who didn't have the athletes to beat Baylor. Their next game was against Villanova, who did have the athletes but was missing their best player in Gillespie. I mean, I think you could look back at the competitive nature of the Villanova-Baylor game and legitimately wonder what that thing would have looked like had Gillespie been playing. I mean, I think you could have made a case that maybe Nova would have won. But he didn't, and they didn't, and Baylor moved on. And now Baylor gets an Arkansas team that, you know, is a good team, but I don't think anybody views Arkansas like they would view, you know, for example, Michigan or even an Alabama or a UCLA. I mean, I think they're a good team, but I don't think that they're a great team. And again, their best player is a frosh. And I think that's an issue going against Baylor. So again, Baylor's going to move from Hartford to the Cheese Eaters from Wisconsin to a Villanova team that played without their best player in Gillespie, to an Arkansas team that's a good team, but I don't know, you know, that I would label them an elite team. And then, presuming they win that, they're going to wind up with the winner of Houston and the 12th seed, Oregon State. By the way, do you know that a 12th seed has never made the Final Four? Never. If Oregon State were to make the Final Four, it would be the first 12th seed in history to do so. And by the way, another thing, that line is now up to 8. Money's actually going on Houston. I'm a little unclear, unless there's an injury there that I'm not privy to. But other than that, I just don't expect that to be that type of game. I expect it to be a defensive game and more closely contested than that. But Baylor's path, I mean, pretty good, really, right? It's a pretty cozy path to potentially get to a national championship game. So it lays out for Baylor, and I would be surprised if Arkansas beat Baylor. I mean, I think it's a game that Baylor probably wins by double digits. Baylor is a 7.5-point favorite in the game. It's interesting because most of these lines on the games today and tomorrow are, you know, approaching double-digit status. Baylor is 7.5 over Arkansas. Houston is 8 over Oregon State. Gonzaga's 9 over Southern Cal. And Michigan is 7 over UCLA. That's actually the lowest number in any of the games. But I think Baylor wins. I think the Oregon State-Houston game is going to be close. I, I still think it's a take the points game, and we're giving you that as a Road Rage guarantee. I'm taking those eight. It's actually eight, so I'm taking those eight, and then as I said, we'll talk about these more tomorrow. But my early read is I like Gonzaga by double digits over USC, and I like Michigan over UCLA about by the same, about 10 points, I think. Again, UCLA is a really good team, and I don't expect any of that to be easy. And then the women's tournament, you have also tonight this sort of fascinating continued parallel between the men's and the women's game. UConn and Baylor. Baylor was, before this game, before their last outing that they won in overtime against Michigan, Baylor was... had moved to the favorite status. They had jumped Stanford in the Vegas odds and moved to the favorite status. And I could see why, because they're an athletic team. They guard, they hold the teams they play to like 30%. Smith is a beast in the paint and is really just skilled. I mean, you're talking about a big player who is skilled, who can face up, can put the ball on the ground. The other day she used a behind the back dribble in traffic and then a dump down pass for a score to a teammate. That's skilled. And she has the potential to get Connecticut's baseline in foul trouble. But UConn's a 3.5-point favorite in that game. And we're going to give you this as a Road Rage guarantee, too. I don't know where you're going to find it, but you can find it because I've found it in various places today. It's just not listed on Vegas Insider that I found. But I found numerous places that were listing it. And it's 3.5. I'll lay the 3.5. I just think UConn's better. I don't think Baylor can shoot the ball. Baylor cannot make jump shots, and I think that's a problem against a Connecticut team that's just hitting on all cylinders. If you can't make a jump shot, I don't know how you're beating UConn. I think UConn beats Baylor by double digits, so I would lay the 3.5 if you can find that. And the other game, Indiana's a 2.5-point favorite over Arizona. I don't have any strong conviction on that game, but I think I like Arizona. I like the way they're playing. They get up and down the court, you know, but again, I don't have any strong conviction in that game. And then the last two ladies games tomorrow, Stanford 10.5 over Louisville. Stanford's been just blowing people out. They're a little more athletic, I think, than I gave them credit for. And the Williams girl can really shoot the ball. That team can really shoot the ball. You know, they run great offense in the half court. They got a lot of back cuts for layups and because you have to stretch to play them on the perimeter because they can shoot the ball. So they're a little more athletic than I gave them credit for, and the Williams girl is just a lights out shooter. And then South Carolina is an 8.5-point favorite over Texas. South Carolina advance with a solid sort of workmanlike win over Georgia Tech. I think South Carolina has enough to get by Texas and to make the Final Four, but I think that'll be the last game the Gamecocks win this year. I just don't view them as a championship level team. I just don't think they're skilled enough. I just don't. I think that they'll beat Texas, in my opinion. And then I don't see them beating the teams that are left after tonight. I certainly don't think that that South Carolina is beating UConn or Stanford. Baylor would give me something to think about if Baylor were to win. But I think you're headed towards UConn and Stanford. I think that's where we're headed, and we'll see how it plays out. So that's how I see the games tonight. As far as and I want to get a little Clemson spring football. I want to talk a little bit about Clemson baseball as well before out of here. In fact, you know what? Let's talk about the Clemson spring football right now. Not a lot coming out of the scrimmage from Friday, the late Friday afternoon scrimmage in the stadium. But a couple of things, you know, Coach Sweeney seemed to be, you know, I think riding DJ Uiagalelei a little bit, wanting to clean up some things, and this is the time to do it. you know, in the sort of loving way he does it. But, you know, he wants him to clean up some things. There were some red zone breakdowns. I read a piece by David Hood on the Tiger Net. There were some turnovers, some penalty-type stuff, some details that need to be cleaned up, you know, before you get to the real game. So now is the time to make those mistakes, and now is the time to clean them up. And my expectation is that'll happen. Apparently, the running game was really good. You know, the dilemma you get in trying to analyze these things at this point of the year is most frequently defense is ahead of offense at this time in the process. But anytime you get a glowing report about one side, and look, some of this is motivational tactics. Coaches will use, you know, the spring, et cetera, as, and even depth charts to an extent, as motivational tools, you know, and maybe sometimes exaggerate the advantage that one side has over the other. But in this particular situation, Coach Sweeney gave glowing reports about the running backs and the running game and the effectiveness of the whole group of backs, said there were a lot of big plays. And, of course, that leads you to, you know, a little bit of a criticism of the defense that's allowing those big plays in the running game. And Coach Sweeney said, quote, the mindset wasn't where it needed to be to stop the run. That's interesting because you would think that this team is just built to stop the run. Nobody should run the ball on this team. So whether that's to give the offensive line a little praise, give the running game, the running backs and the offensive line a little praise to help boost their confidence, whether that actually is the way it unfolded, if that's the way it unfolded and Clemson was able to line up and run the ball against this defense, I think I will say a lot about the development of the offensive line and the talent of the multitude of backs that shine. Because this is not a defensive line that anyone should run on. And Coach Sweeney said this, again, this is from the David Hood TigerNet article. He said, this is something that stuck out to me. He said, 9, 10, 11 guys up front on the offensive line, 9, 10, 11 guys playing winning football, not just depth chart guys. That's big. Because remember, a year ago, essentially there was no running game. It didn't involve the quarterback. It started out okay, got worse over the course of the entire year. The interior offensive line struggled. Travis Etienne struggled. As a result, there was nowhere to go. If the quarterback run game wasn't involved, there was no run game. And a big part of that was the play of the offensive line. I think Travis was banged up, too. I think he was banged up, too, which I think is another part of the equation. But keep in mind, what COVID prevented you from doing a year ago was to develop any depth on that offensive front. And so you wound up with a small group of guys, like six guys, taking every snap. And you can't do that. Collegiate, major college football, you need depth up front on both sides. And Clemson did not have that luxury last year, in I think in large part due to COVID and the inability to develop depth. This year, that is clearly the goal. It is to develop depth in that offensive line. It's to be able to have 10 guys who can play up front so you can share the burden and to be more calm and to have more flexibility. You didn't have any of that last year. And you seem to be developing that. Now, Bockhurst has been out of live action. And Paul Teo has been taking his place at left guard. Now, you know, in terms of the implementation of the offense, Bockhurst has been involved in that, both at guard and center. And we still don't really know how the center position is going to shape up. I mean, it might be Bockhurst before all is said and done. It might be. It might even be more true if Paul Teo is excelling at left guard. If that's the case, you know, it might be that Bockhurst starts out at center to try and plug all those holes. But But Dabo Swinney's comments about Paul Tio were almost glowing. You know, he was, you could almost sense the excitement jumping out through the printed word that he was really high on what he had seen out of him. And he mentioned a number of other guys too. So, and Walker Parks, because I think Parks athletically is an upgrade. I think Parks is going to be a really good dominant player as early as this year. So this is seemingly good news to me. Now, look, I won't be shocked if the next report we get says the defense totally shut down the run game, because there's a little bit of, like I said, a cat and mouse element to this. But I think the good news out of this scrimmage is a team that needs to prove they can run the ball and develop some offensive line depth, as well as establishing a pecking order in the running back group. In the running back room, I think there's some signs, early signs that's happening. And as I said, I think if you can run the ball against the likes of, you know, Brzee and Davis and Murphy and all those guys, then that bodes well for running it on other people. So I think, again, the overall product still shaky. Coach Sweeney said if you played a game today, you would have been killed. But you're not playing, and this is part of the growing process. And it sounds like there's some good signs in terms of development of that offensive line, development of a pecking order in the running backs, and depth in that group as well, some versatility in that group, which I think is something we anticipated. Walter Tula, Road Rage, quick break.
This Tuesday, the Clemson Tigers take on one of their arch rivals from the SEC in the Georgia Bulldogs. With these two schools having such a storied rivalry, they will both be looking to gain bragging rights against each other. The broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Clemson baseball all season long right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
Yes, indeed. We're talking some mighty fine eating at the Chicken Basket in Anderson, home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. Now with a brand spanking newly remodeled dining room. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take 2 tomatoes and a cucumber.
Poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Hey, Tiger fans. Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I would love the opportunity to be your real estate professional for your upcoming move. As a Clemson soccer alumnus, I'm ever loyal to Clemson University for giving me the tools to be successful on and off the field, which has translated into my real estate career. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients, serving their real estate needs, and developing lifelong relationships. If you are looking to buy or sell your next home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, let's team up today. Visit morgancolemanrealestate.com.
Did you know that termites cause more than $5 billion in damage every year in the U.S.? Did you know that mosquitoes cause more than 700 million illnesses worldwide every year? Here at Clark's, we specialize in protecting your health and home from all types of pests. Give us a call today to schedule your free estimate for termite protection, mosquito control, general pest and wildlife control, and mold and moisture issues. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. 864-233-BUGS.
Covering the upstate with a split back formation. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
That's good stuff right there on a Motown Monday. Let me tell you about Carson Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Also good stuff on any Monday. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion. If you just want an incredible dinner with friends, they're open every day. Happy hours Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. How about these? Try some of these items. The honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs. I think that sounds great. I've not tried that. I'm sure it is great. The golden fried chicken tenders, which everyone tells me is great, which also I haven't tried. The Monterey sandwich topped with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce, which I have tried and which is incredible. Now, this hamburger steak with onions, gravy, and peppers, Ramona, I don't know how many people have told me that this is just awesome. I have not yet had
that. Sounds wonderful.
Oh, yeah. JJ was one of them. His whole family went to get it. Fresh out of the oven yeast rolls with honey butter. And then, this is where I come in. The hand-cut steaks from the in-house butcher, cooked to perfection, and they always are. Try the New York strip, the ribeye, the filet mignon. I've had them all numerous times. Love, love, love. Carson's accepting reservations at their large private dining room for social and corporate events, parties, family, school reunions, social distancing, and COVID protocols for your safety. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Open 11 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, and 11 to 9 on Sundays. 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson. And as always, you can call in your to-go order if you'd prefer. 864-226-9400. 864-226-9400. All right, Ramona, before we get back to the Vibe broadband communication phone lines, I am going to give you a special Monday chance to win Walt's money. Are you prepared?
I'm always prepared. That didn't mean I'm going to get it right.
Yes, yes. It's an off-the-cuff edition of Win Walt's Money.
Yes, yes.
And today's opportunity, today's prize, should you win.
$500. Well, I guess that means I'm not going to get it right.
Of Walt's Money. This one's easy. This one is really...
It can't be. Not if you're offering me $500.
And it's related to the NCAA tournament that we're playing now, so it works perfectly. See?
Okay.
The player in question. The player in question.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I only have to spell a name. I don't have to know who you're talking about, do I?
Yeah, the player in question has arguably been the best guard in the tournament. His team was just eliminated, but he has arguably been the best guard in the tournament. He became only the second player since 2008. Yeah. And Steph
Does that
Curry.
Make his name easier to spell?
No. To score over 25 points per game in his first three NCAA tournament games. So really special stuff.
Special
and this
guy.
Just can't. This is like Gale Sayers, Ramona.
Don't even talk to me about what it is. Don't even try that. I spelled that right until you had to intervene and go, now remember, just because it seems like it's normal doesn't mean it is. I would have had that one.
Well, again,
I think that was like the first one we did.
Yeah, but see, you're a little confused on this deal. The goal of Win Walt's Money, the actual goal, is for Walt to protect Walt's money. It's not to give it to you.
I understand that, but I should have been trusting you, seeing as you were the one giving the name and all that.
That's right. That's right.
Trust never, anyway.
Right.
Never trust you, period.
Right. Never trust me at Win Walt's money. That's good strategy.
Yeah, but
until the next time that I convince you otherwise.
Instead of once.
All right, so I have a really short name for you today. So your chances go way up. All right, are you ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
For
$500. You can play the music.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I got to do the music and try to spell. All right, here we go. All right. I'm going to turn it down so I can concentrate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For $500.
$500.
Of Walt's money and Win Walt's money.
All right, I'm ready.
Spell Old Dominion guard Max Asmus's name. Max Asmus is the name.
His last name is what? Asmus?
Asmus.
Asmus.
Right. You want the country of origin? Asmus. Max Asmus.
Asmus. Okay.
Max Asmus.
Asmus.
Maybe you need to worry about Max. Have you ever thought there's something funny about the way he spells Max? Has
if I can't spell the last name, what does it make with the first name is? Asmus. Asmus.
I think your clock's run out twice. It's time to spell.
Okay.
It's time to.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm going to say the last name is. And don't stop me until I'm done, and then tell me I'm wrong, okay? Let's just say Asmisz, and then the first name is Max, Max.
You just stuck a Z on there, and
in the hopes that some wherever he's from, they put Z's on the end of everything. Yes, it's exactly.
You're gonna love. Now you're gonna love this one.
Okay.
You're absolutely
right,
gonna love this one.
All right. Well, let me turn this music.
His first name is Max M A X.
Okay.
But his last name is A B, as in boy.
Right. I got you.
M A S.
And you say that how?
Asmus.
Asmus?
Yeah.
Oh, so the B is like an S sound? That would have been easy if I'd known that. What country is it from?
Yeah, there's two problems with Max's last name. One, the B is silent. And two, they forgot to put the C in it. That's the real. Yeah. There, the B is silent, and there is no C in it at all, and yet they, and yet he pronounces it Acemus. And if you,
his
if
first
you consider
name is just Max?
Yeah. If you consider that the B is silent, the only letters left in his name are A, M, A, S. And there is no way on God's green earth you can get Acemus out of that, but they do. The B is silent, and the C is non-existent. Therefore, it becomes
Acemus.
Problematic to spell.
Yeah, that is. But I got his first name right.
Yes, you did.
You get $250.
Yeah, you get our
so
undying.
I get $250?
Yeah, you get our undying appreciation for having spelled Max correctly. No, you don't even get $2.50
for
that.
No, I get $250.
No, this is
half.
This is an all or nothing proposition. As you are well aware.
All right, yes, I'm well aware.
And so,
what was that one? Didn't you offer me like $1,000 on one, and I almost got it right, and you about freaked out?
I did.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but I was close, buddy.
It scared me.
I think I got his first name. He had a weird first name, and I think I got his first name right somehow, and then his last name I missed.
Yeah, I'd have quit before paying you $1,000.
I'd never let you forget it. If I won
actually
and you didn't pay me, I would never let you forget it.
But
I would send thugs out.
Again, I'm worried about that. Again,
I could
you
find some, easy problem. I'm sure there's a few listeners out there that would be thugs for me to go collect my $1,000.
Hey, you won one single time.
You're like
1 in 40, and still we need to, just in fairness.
You know what?
In fairness,
I'm gonna. You know what? Stop. I'm gonna dig that out. Find that audio so that we can play it, and you can see how fast I answered you. There was no way I could have looked it up anyway.
In fairness, we do need to point out that the only time you won, I happened to be away from the studio,
there was no one watching your conduct. The people that never heard that, the crickets, when I said, you named the name, and I was so happy because I knew that you weren't going to have time to look up a name and that name would be stuck in your head all week because that commercial had been playing. And when you said his name, I thought, I got you now. And I spelled it. And right after I spelled it, you're like, crickets. Like, how did that happen? I need to dig that out so everybody can hear that I didn't cheat on B'nai Ben Wickery.
That's right.
I forgot. Does he still even play for them?
It was.
Yeah,
it
was. I don't forget it.
It was B'nai Ben Wickery. That's 100% right because we were, unbeknownst to me, we were running commercials all week with B'nai Ben Wickery's name in it.
Right.
So Ramona, anticipating that I might use it, committed it to memory. That's her story.
Yeah, no, that's her version. I knew because sometimes when the commercial came on, you'd say something about him. There's B'nai Ben Wickery, and then you'd go about your business. I'm like, he's a procrastinator. He's gonna wait. He's not gonna have a name ready. We do this every week. He's gonna go, what do? I need a name, and that name's gonna pop right in his head, and it did. It did, and I beat you, and I got your money.
I gotta admit, that's pretty funny.
It was funny.
So you tricked me once too, then Ramona. See,
you tricked me.
Gail Sayers.
I tried, Gail Sayers. I mean, come on, why'd you have to do that? Because I tried to mix it up, and I was like, well, dang, man. How do I even make that spelled differently?
I gave her one of the most easy, straightforward names ever, and then I convinced her that it couldn't possibly be straightforward.
Sometimes it'll fool you, even though it seems like it's very simple, it's not. And I'm like, oh wow, what a nice thing to do. Never trust you again.
That's hysterical. All right, Walt's money secured. I'm feeling much better about myself. Still have my $500. thanks to Max Asmus and his brilliant family, because we need to thank his mom as well for making sure that his last name was absolutely could not be spelled by any normal person. You know, it's not even the B. You know, I could live with the, you know, if I was in your position, I could live with the B being silent. Okay, the B is silent. But well, where's the C?
I didn't get the Ace part, though.
Yeah, where's the C?
I seem like I would have wrote Asmus.
Yeah.
I was stuck I was stuck on the fact that it sounded like it was plural, and I'm like, what's on the end of that?
Yeah. No, you tacked a Z on the end of all of it after the S, no less, after the S. Yeah, you turned I don't know. You turned poor Max Asmus into Czechoslovakian or something. I'm not sure with the S Z at the end. Rory and Seminole Ted coming to you on the other side. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break.
Looking to lower your auto loan payment? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at foundersfcu.com/auto or at an office near you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
Start your spring cleaning today and get insanely clean home with Zero-Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Get three rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119 and mention my name, Mickey Plowler, for a free hallway cleaned. Call 558-7300 or online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
It's bow time. Ever taste something so good you just get hooked? Like the Bojangler, the only fish sandwich splashed with Bo's famous seasoning. And right now, reel in two Bojanglers for just $6 only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
If you're a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs. Proud to serve all channels and formats from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit pinecrestfoods.com.
Toro Lawnmowers are a tried and true name when it comes to commercial and residential lawnmowers. At Landscaper Supply, we carry a large variety of Toro models. From push mowers to zero-turn mowers to stand-on units, we have it all. Landscaper Supply is Toro's largest dealer in South Carolina, with locations all around the upstate in Easley, Greenville, Simpsonville, Anderson, and Greer. Toro Lawnmowers and Landscaper Supply. Mow like the pros. See us online at landscapers-supply.com.
Chances are you might have a pre-owned vehicle you don't drive much, or maybe you just want to get rid of it. Whatever the reason, there may never be a better time than right now to sell your pre-owned vehicle to George Coleman Ford. Prices are at record highs due to the lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. George Coleman Ford wants to buy your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. The process is as simple as having them assess your vehicle, quote you a price, and send you home with check in hand. No hassles and no fees. See for yourself why George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest deserves their 5-star reviews.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips, Tipsy Taco, Whimsy Cookie, Mr. Knickerbocker, AFC Urgent Care, and Buff City Soaps. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
March is here, and the madness has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. Select the winners from 63 tournament games in the MyBookie Bracket Contest for a chance at $10,000 in cash prizes. And it's only a dollar to enter. Fill out multiple brackets, bet the national championship winner, or look for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie.ag and use promo code BET1055 to secure a deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET1055 to claim your first deposit bonus. MyBookie puts the action in your hands. With in-game live betting, choose from thousands of lines and odds. You can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Never miss a broadcast with the Roar app. Download it free from iTunes and Google Play. From the Roar.
Somebody wrote, said, I said Old Dominion, did I?
Yeah, you did. But that doesn't matter because I went,
well, it's,
I mean,
Oral Roberts, obviously. I mean,
spelling the name wouldn't have done anything for me.
Yeah. And, you know, and
I went, oh, yeah, Old Dominion player. I've seen it.
Well,
so.
And again, in 4 hours, it'll probably happen once. So,
yeah.
Here's the thing, Mr. Helper. Do not. here you go, Mr. Helper.
What are
do
you doing?
Do not provide answers, all right? When, because here's how this is going to work. This is the only way I can prevent this, all right? In the Wynn-Waltz money deal, Ramona, if I see the correct answer written on the text line, it's an automatic disqualification for her. So you're going to cost her.
I'm not going to look.
No, you're going to cost her. No, it's the only way I can regulate it. You're going to cost her any opportunity. So if I see the correct answer on the text line, she's automatically disqualified.
You're messing
with me. Well, the choice is either ban them or, and the only other option is this. So if I see the correct answer typed on the text line, she automatically gets disqualified from any opportunity to win Walt's money.
Why don't you just trust that I'm not going to look at the text line?
No, because there's already reason not to from that previous Benay Ben Wickery episode. We got your version of it.
Oh,
but,
come
but
on.
I have a,
are you
going to
sit there and accuse
version
me of cheating on that?
I have a different version of that story. No, I didn't say you were cheating.
Well, then why do you keep acting like I was?
Well, I'm accurately describing the circumstances of your victory.
Yeah, you say that every time. You say, oh, you won it one time,
it's because
I wasn't there to watch you. That's the same as telling me I was cheating.
Well, no, but it is true, isn't it? No, it's not. It's a fact, isn't it?
It's a fact that you bring up every time so that you can lessen my victory against you because you don't like to lose at anything, even if it's Walt's money.
Especially if it's Walt's money.
You don't like to lose at anything.
Well, that's true too. But Tester 940 said that it wasn't fair.
Wasn't fair?
Of course it's fair. Of course it's fair. It's fair because it's not like Ramona risks losing anything. She can only win or stay the same. Those are the only two options.
I'm not risking my money. We're not betting 500 each.
Right.
That ain't gonna happen.
It doesn't cost her anything.
I got a mortgage
and
stuff.
Right. So it's absolutely fair.
Well, I don't care if that's what you want to do, but if I get disqualified because you see something and I'm not looking at the text line, you have to trust that I'm not going to look at the text line. That's not fair that you don't even trust me not to look at the text line.
It has nothing to do with trust. We just want to make sure that you don't come across the answer accidentally.
Why would I?
Well, because
if I say to you, okay, I'm not going to pull the text line. I don't look at your text line most of the time.
Various people. Well, at times you do.
Yeah. If you go, do you see that? Where is that? Okay. So I have to pull text line and find it. That's looking at it. And at the end of the show, I look at it. But usually I don't read
it.
Well,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
That's the way it's going to work.
If the Mr. Helper or Mr. Helpers in the crowd have nothing better to do than provide you the answer, then Ramona will be disqualified thanks to you. So don't provide.
So I don't get to win Walt's money because of an anonymous text.
That's right, because of a ne'er-do-well who thinks that they have to be Mr. Helper and provide you with the little answer because, you know, I don't know. He's hoping to go out with you or something. So, yeah.
That's
what you
say about everybody. That's right. Anybody that helps me or says they like me on the show or do a good job, it's always because they want to date me. Or they must just be mentally off, like they hit their head on a rock earlier. That's the only. It couldn't be because I actually do a good job.
Concussion syndrome.
Yeah. What is that? I gotta find that too. You accused me of having what was it? CTE one time.
I did.
You don't remember a lot of stuff that I remember. That's pretty bad on your part.
No, I don't recall that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I do recall that your walls have 12 feet of insulation. The laws of physics cease to exist inside of your house, allegedly.
That's true.
I remember that. And that you live on a mountain, apparently. We talked about that. I remember that.
Recently, the eight-foot mountain.
Yeah.
I almost hit a tree, but that's okay. It's nice of you to have concern for my safety.
Yeah, no,
all you cared about was that I wasn't on a mountain. Let's point that out while I'm scared to death about that I almost hit a tree. What difference does it make whether I was on a mountain or not?
Well, you said you fell down the mountain.
Yeah.
You said you fell down the mountain. So it's just obvious for me to ask, well, what mountain? Yeah. Where were you that you fell down? That's when you say in your driveway. Well, there's no mountain.
I wasn't in my driveway. I was down the road.
Well, wherever you were. Okay.
Yeah.
No mountain.
Yeah.
No mountain.
Oh, that's okay.
Let me tell you about Sunday. Seminole Ted was in to get his medicine, but apparently doesn't want his medicine. He's gone now. Seminole Ted, you get back in. You know, Seminole Ted, you know, Seminole Ted wrote me, Murray, after I said that Michigan was going to clobber Florida State and win by double digits and Florida State had no chance. Seminole Ted wrote me on Thursday, and he said that he will be calling back in on Monday to remind me of my prediction.
Of your prediction? Was that he didn't say anything about that.
Yeah. Yeah. He certainly wasn't calling to remind me of that prediction now. Based on the fact
maybe he was just gonna say he was going back in the forest or something.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, let me tell you about Sunday. Hey, spring has sprung. It's here and that means you need to get back to work on your lawn, and I have the perfect response. Look, I know. And the last thing anybody needs to hear about is a complicated or toxic lawn care product. You don't want to pay one of those services because they're just too expensive. You don't want to go to the home improvement store and lug 50-pound bags of stuff back to your home, spread them with your antique spreader, which takes you like an hour and a half to do your lawn. And then 10 minutes later, it rains and it washes all your fertilizer down into your neighbor's lawn and his lawn turns green. There's nothing in that equation that sounds like it's smart. And the reason it doesn't sound smart is because it's not. Smart is Sunday. They take all the guesswork out. Non-toxic. It's not just another lawn care product. It's a customized product that works with nature. They take all the guesswork out and the unwanted chemicals out. Yes, safe for pets, safe for your children, so you can grow a beautiful lawn that isn't toxic, that's good for people and the planet, and mostly makes your grass green. What I love most about it are these things. the natural ingredients, so I don't have to worry about the safety and health of my dogs. The quick and ease of use. In other words, they send you pouches that are based on the lawn analysis they do specific to your lawn. And you just attach it to your garden hose, and you're like done in like 12 or 13 minutes. It can't be easier. You do it three times a year. That's how it works. And then there's the free lawn analysis, which is just awesome. Look, Sunday makes taking care of your lawn easier than ever. I just went to GetSunday.com, put in my home address, their free lawn analysis tool to care of the rest, all in just seconds. Sunday uses soil and climate data to create a tailored nutrient plan so you get all the stuff your lawn needs. Nothing it doesn't. It just doesn't get better. It's made with ingredients you can pronounce and most of which you can find in your kitchen, like seaweed or iron or molasses. Look, it can't get easier. They send you the pouches. You attach it to your hose. 15 minutes. You're done. And best of all, it really works. That's the best part of the whole thing. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/Walt to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/Walt. And you will thank me later. Rory, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, Walt. Fantastic day. I get to watch NASCAR and college basketball today.
How about that?
And I've been enjoying the banter between you and Ramona. And Ramona, I'm on your side. Walt kind of snuck up on me. This dirt track race here at Bristol is so fantastic. Fans, you don't know what you're missing if you're not looking at it or at least watching it, because I'd much rather listen to what Walt's talking about. Walt, I was so impressed with Michigan this weekend, the job that Juwan Howard has done.
Oh, it's unbelievable. With,
the big number one, Dickerson, and then he's got this. His best player is out, and he's got two or three other guys that are playing great. Franz Wagner,
you know,
that guy is a passer. I mean, a picker, a roller, a rebounder. I mean, an everythinger. I mean, this guy can really play.
That's 100%
people don't
right.
give him.
Yeah, Wagner is a guy. That, I mean, yeah, Wagner's a guy we talked about all year. He's about 6'9". He's really athletic. He you know, it's like water fills an evacuated space. That's what he is to Michigan basketball. Whatever they need, he does. He doesn't, he's not a guy who hunts the shot. When the offense comes to him, he takes it. You know, he can finish over anybody because he's 6'9 and super athletic. He's a really good defender. He can handle the ball at 6'9, so he alleviates pressure on Michigan, particularly now that Livers is out, and so he's taken on a little more of that role. He's a tremendous player. He really is. He's the probably the most underrated, undervalued player in the tournament. You know, and Southern Cal has one of those guys too, Peterson, the transfer from Rice, who does some of those same things. He's not quite as good as Wagner, but he's similar in what they do. But no, you're 100% right in picking out Wagner and mentioning the elements that you have.
But now, he does like to throw up some shots. I mean, when he thinks he's open, he'll fire it up. Because he
was open.
Four misses right in a row. But he was wide open, so why not take the shot?
Right. Well, those are shots he normally makes, and he should take them. Yeah. No. You know. But again, he's not forcing anything. He's not taking any bad shots. Those are actually really good shots. They just happen to miss.
And number one, Dickerson. I hate to be talking about Michigan because you know I'm a University of Illinois fan. This just kills me.
Yeah,
but boring. I really like Michigan. I think if anybody has a chance to beat Gonzaga, it is Michigan.
Yeah, well, I've been saying that since tournament began. Yeah, we've talked about that since before the tournament began. I really thought that Michigan had the best chance of anybody to beat Gonzaga, and I still do. And the reason is they have the size. They have the they that's the one team that could potentially force Gonzaga to play a different way. No one else has all year. In other words, to control tempo and slow it down. Now, Michigan's going to run, too. They're not just going to walk the ball up the court as they've proven against LSU and the like. But yeah, they're the one team, because of that size and because of how good they are defensively, that I think could give Gonzaga a go. I think perhaps a greater chance than anybody else. Hey, Rory, great talking to you as always. Appreciate the phone call.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, man.
Thank you, Rory. All right, we'll take a quick break. Walt Tip to the Red Rage. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
A lot of things have changed, but some things remain the same. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Dine in or take it to go, or dine on the covered patio with ceiling fans to keep you cool. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, eat on the patio or dine in, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. any day of the week. Call in your order to go at 864-226-9400. Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 864-226-9400.
If you've been accused of a crime, injured due to someone else's actions, or hurt on the job, you need to act quickly. Your freedom, medical care, and future are at stake, and the outcome of your case could have a huge impact on your life. Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, today to get you the best possible outcome for your case, including the compensation you're entitled to. Criminal, personal injury, and workers' comp. Get the advantage of using your local hometown attorney, Nick Lavery. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680.
At Bojangles, you get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Or 50 for $75. Do whatever you want. We're not the boss of you. It's Bo time.
Now that the rush of the holidays are over, you might realize you have more stuff than space. Cox Builders in Williamston has utility buildings of all shapes and sizes to turn your overflow eyesore into storage for today and the future. Call today for more information on the storage shed that you need at 864-847-9009. Be sure to mention promo code ROAR for a special deal. You can also visit them online at coxbuildersgroup.com. That's coxbuildersgroup.com.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Ingles, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. You have to sign up for the 105.5 hole challenge, where you'll be paired with one of your favorite Roar personalities or Clemson legends. All proceeds from this event go to the Pops for Pups Endowment, supporting the Canine Fetch Unit at Prisma Health Upstate. It's the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza all day on Tuesday, April the 27th. Go to popsforpups.com to sign up for the golf challenge today.
Today on Hey Culligan, buy to save. Here's a text from Devin in Denver. Hey Culligan, I'd love a water softener, but I don't want to pay for it. Devin, I can't help you there, but a Culligan high efficiency softener can help you save oodles on energy and detergent, so the savings can be even greater than the cost. And I'm getting a mind-blown emoji followed by, yes please. Devin, the savings are already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with